Today, House Speaker Paul Ryan, as you're hearing all throughout the afternoon, convened a conference call this morning with other GOP members and a come-to-Jesus meeting about what to do about their support of Donald Trump. Ryan saying he would no longer defend Trump and those members of Congress who are desperate to hold on to their seats in an electoral landslide, should that happen, should do what they need to do. More than just a handful of Republicans are jumping to save their own congressional seats, but some have remained defiant, and the state Republican Party is watching all this from deep blue California. Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Trump has had a stretch of bad political days, to say the least, with the latest controversy over some on-mic but off-the-cuff comments made on a bus with Billy Bush in Burbank.
Yes, that was certainly a messy week for him starting last Friday, and he saw a lot of his support among Republicans essentially vanish. You know, some prominent Republicans turn against him. The debate last night, he did have a little bit of a comeback, and that's being scored as more or less a 50-50 performance. And there's been some talk that that has stanched the bleeding for the Trump campaign, but it still leaves him in a pretty bad spot.
All right, we're talking about Donald Trump, but we're also talking about the California GOP, because there are a lot of people, a lot of public servants in this state who are Republican, fewer and fewer these days, who are petrified about what's going on.
Well, sure. The California is a little bit of an island, even for the Republican Party. The Republicans here, I think, by and large, a lot of them had bought into the idea that the Republican Party needed to broaden its tent and become a more welcoming place for Latinos and other minorities, to stop scapegoating immigrants. And I think there's a lot of people who were very uncomfortable with the rise of Donald Trump across the nation. Here in the California Republican Party, it's certainly not a consensus. It's a split here within the Republican Party. But now you have people all up and down the state, Republicans, worried about the fallout from a Trump collapse, if that's indeed what's going to happen. It's not clear. There was some poll numbers today indicating loss of support for Trump, but a collapse is by no means certain. But there's fears of that happening among California Republicans.
But as I mentioned at the outset, there are some who are defiant. Dana Rohrabacher, who is the congressman from Orange County, obviously very conservative, remains defiant, calling Republicans who are stepping away from Trump as cowards. How strident can he be before people are like, wait a second, why are you going along with this?
Well, he's pretty safe, and no one expects moderation from Congressman Rohrabacher. He is a conservative ideologue and always has been. He's not apologetic about that at all. But it does point up the problem that the Republicans have, is there's a bit of a civil war going on within the party among the establishment Republicans and the Republicans who saw the need to broaden the base versus the Republicans who are backing Donald Trump and who are very enthusiastic for him out across the heartland of America. That there's a strain there between what kind of Republican Party is going to be around here in the future. And you see that happening in the last couple of days with the Republicans who have been uncomfortable about Trump openly pulling away from him, including like Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor who himself defied the usual patterns to be elected originally. He made it clear he's not going to vote for Trump, and other Republicans are doing the same thing.
How are Democrats handling what's going on here?
With glee, for the most part.
They're just watching from the sidelines.
I think they're starting to see a sense that they feel like the election has turned and they have a chance of really doing some damage to the Republican majority in the House. And I think there's some risk of maybe getting a little bit overconfident, and we'll see how that turns out.
Again, 28 days to go where anything can happen.
Would you predict anything in
you can't
an election
predict anything.
Like this? I would not.
And the predictions, I think, are a bit premature. So, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.